that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And sometimes things that happening is hot, but not in a good way. You know, about a month or so ago, we talked about STDs on the rise in the metro, including old school STDs like syphilis. I got two of my homegirls in the building to talk to us about the STD, what is going on in our community, and of course, making sure that you get the right resources to get tested. Introduce yourselves to our listening audience.
My name is Kimberly, and I work in DIS in Missouri.
My name's Kianda, and I work in DIS Missouri as well.
Now, what does DIS stand for?
Disease Intervention Specialist.
And that is what we need. I was reading an article that has showed, first of all, let's talk about syphilis, number one. The syphilis rate rising 10 times as fast as chlamydia, four times as fast as gonorrhea. What is going on in KC?
Social media.
Definitely social media. So we're talking like Grindr. It used to be Craigslist, Jack,
Facebook, so Instagram, Snapchat.
So people hooking up like that and not even thinking to take precaution. You ain't really met this person though.
Right. So there are a lot of anonymous sex going on. So I meet you at like a bar or I meet you somewhere out in the community and we end up having sex. There's no protection. There's not even really like Carly a conversation like what's your last name, where you're from. That part is sort of kind of lost out of the relationship part.
So. PrEP. That's another thing. The HIV meds.
Yeah. Is that making, because we know.
Worse.
Okay, because people are saying I can take this PrEP and I can lessen my chances of contracting HIV from a partner, but you're not supposed to use that as actual sexual protection.
No, because you can still get HIV with PrEP.
It just reduces your chances of getting the virus. However, if you are taking PrEP, then you really don't think about the other STDs because they are curable. So gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis as well. Those STDs are curable. However, HIV is not. So because of that, there is no sense of urgency because of the person being on PrEP when it comes to testing for other STDs in a community.
And herpes and hep C.
Okay, yeah. And there's even, you're exactly right. Now, let's talk about the highest rates as far as age. We know we see increases people in their 20s and 30s, but even our senior citizens?
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of sex going on as far as between the senior citizens. We see a lot of senior citizens that have had syphilis for a very long time that has been left untreated. And so that's an issue as well. And then we have a lot of sex is going on in some of these nursing homes. And, you know, a lot of senior citizens are not really getting tested. So it's not encouraged.
Older generations don't maybe like to test and they don't like to talk about sex and their behavior. And for some black women, they're very loyal to men. They will not tell, regardless of the age, if they contract something really serious like HIV, they may not share because of that loyalty. So with older black women, they just refuse to talk about it.
Wow. And something else you pointed out that we were talking about off air, even people who actually have in committed relationships like marriage, testing positive for diseases. And what is contributing to that? Because you would think nobody gets married to get cheated on, but you would think that even if you made that mistake or decision, that you would take precaution.
One of the things is that a lot of providers, what I found out here in the community, is that they really don't put emphasis on sexual history. So really engaging with their patient about their sexual history, how many partners do you have, when was the last time you've been tested for any type of STDs, what STDs have you had in the past? And so we see a lack of that here in the community as being a part of that. So when a woman goes in for her yearly checkup, if she's married, a lot of times doctors just assume that that's her husband is her only partner. When really in some cases, maybe that may not be the case. So
yeah, because we now know some people like to, like we talked about Kim, you know, share, partake.
Some people don't know how another person likes to get down.
Yeah.
And people are just not aware of their partner's sexual habits, expectations, what they're attracted to, who they're attracted to, and how they fulfill those goals.
Okay, so this is a lot of information. So grateful for the disease intervention services that are offered. For those who, you know, maybe this conversation will implore them to be careful or to get tested, what do they need to do?
There are several resources here in the community that people can definitely reach out to. I know the Kansas City Health Department does free STD testing or STI testing, sexually transmitted infections or sexually transmitted disease testing here in the community. Good Samaritan Project does STD testing, as well as KC Care Clinic does STD testing. So I would definitely encourage each and every one to really go out and really get tested, especially with the syphilis being on the rise here in the community. It is a public health issue. And so it's a lack of not knowing the importance of sexual health and how that plays a huge part in just your regular health. So that's just something that people should just definitely keep in mind. I know it is a taboo to not discuss about STDs. However, it is a very important part to your health. And so people should take that a lot more seriously.
One more thing. STDs are becoming resistant. So we do have gonorrhea being resistant, chlamydia staring us in our face. And there are resistant cases. So repeated STD infections are not good because you will build up a resistance to those drugs. And at this point, as far as we know, there's nothing in that family of drugs to treat it.
Wow. Right. And so
gonorrhea and chlamydia can manifest into syphilis-like symptoms, but it's not. And that has happened in other parts of the world, but not here yet. Not yet. Mm. But it's extremely serious.
And so, Julie, another thing I want to mention is with syphilis definitely being here on the rise in the community is the incubation period. Mm-hmm. There is a 3-month incubation period where you may test negative on a test.
Okay.
3-month incubation period, or is actually rather 10 days to 90 day incubation period where you may not see symptoms.
Okay.
And so with that being said, that's another reason why you definitely want to get out and get tested. Because, again, sometimes you can show up negative on a test and then 3 months later, you end up positive on a test. So,
well, keep it consistent. Thank you, ladies, so much for this great information. I really appreciate the work you're doing. And prayerfully, we can go another direction and get this down.
One of the things, you know, I've started as a DIS in the city is an initiative called Think Sex Ed. And what that is just really promoting positive and healthy sexuality through sex education to young adults and adults to make the best decision in regards to their sexual health. So like I said, sexual health is very important. It is a part of your health. It's no different than you going to a dentist. It's no different than you maybe seeing like your doctor on a...
And Julie, we need that Magic Johnson moment with syphilis. You remember that?
Yes. We were at CMSU when he made that announcement.
Yes, we were. And we need that, you know, even though it wasn't what it is today with social media, that message came across with a press conference and the cameras and the shutters clicking. And I won't ever forget that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need, not just here locally, but across the country, to get people's attention and awareness about their behaviors and what, you know, may or may not constitute a STD infection.
That's right.
So in order to get more information about Think Sex Ed, my email is Simmons, SIMMONS, _ Kianda, KIANDA, @yahoo.com. So definitely for any organization out in the community that would like for me to request to come out and really talk more in detail about the STDs on the rise here in Missouri, definitely reach out to me.
Will do. Thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.